Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
40-4 with less than a minute to go. Man of the match, Wendell Saylor. Who would that go to here at McDonald Jones Stadium?
Ryan Madison had a pretty good start to the game, but I think Gutho's been their best. What about you, Ben?
I'm with you.
Okay, Clint Gutherson wins the unofficial Triple M Man of the Match award. He gets a McDonald's quarter pounder.
Oh, yes.
Lucky boy.
I'm getting one now. I'm hungry.
That's it.
I'm going. See you later.
I like the Benji idea. Get the two patties, and I think you can get three slices of cheese there.
You do?
Yeah, that's the double quarter pounder. Okay. Short side play. Clifford onto Best.
You know what I've been enjoying lately is the cheeseburgers.
Oh, you know what? Underrated. Because they feel like they're just a little sneaky meal.
Yes.
It's not cheating. Yeah. As now it's spread out to the right here. And
half two or three.
Because eating a cheeseburger ain't cheating.
Yeah.
And now the siren goes and that's it. The Knights out of their misery. Full time. Parramatta 40. Newcastle 4. While Brent Reed tries to round someone up, let's take a quick break and we'll come back on the other side of this to wrap it up. Another win for Parramatta. But it is their first in 3 weeks. Triple M rocks the footy for Ream Hot Water.
Triple M NRL play of the day.
Oh, beautiful cut into Opacek. Steps inside. Best. Then throws to Madison. Line ball pass. Play on. Madison goes long left. Dylan Grant now to Moses. Moses to Gutherson. Cut out ball to Blake. Blake then had Sivo in front of him, so he couldn't pass to him. So he just pops it back to Gutherson. Gives it to Sivo. Sivo is over. That is a magnificent Parramatta try.
Triple M rocks footy this half. Brought to you by the Triton. It's Mitsubishi's toughest ute ever. Nothing can frighten a Triton. See your Mitsubishi dealer today. Coming up, the verdict. Remember to show some etiquette. It's good old-fashioned etiquette when betting, like never comparing the size of your bets or borrowing from your mates, no matter how pretty the filly. Show some etiquette today.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Comfortable win for Parramatta this afternoon to round out round 13. 40 points to 4 over a battered and beaten Newcastle Knights who slumped to 14th on the NRL ladder. Wendell Saylor, Benji Marshall, Dan Ganane here. Brent Reed will hopefully have in a couple of moments. But while we wait for Reedy, here's the ladder. Now, this takes into account buys, so half the comp has had a buy now. But it's Penrith on 24, Melbourne 22. So Melbourne still within touch in terms of the minor premiership. Parramatta and South on 20, Parramatta with that extra win. Roosters 18, and then that handicap to Manly on 14 with the Cowboys. And the Dragons in the 8 on 12. And they've got a good for and against, a positive for and against. Warriors on 12. And then Sharks 10, Tigers 10, Titans 10, Raiders 10, Newcastle 10. And then we go down to Brisbane at 6, and Canterbury with their bye points move up to 4 points, but still just the one win. So realistically, 14 teams are still in the race for the finals at least. Newcastle 5-8, but only one win off that eighth spot. We keep saying it. You might get in with a negative record this year, but anyway, it'll all be played out over the next 11 weeks. Benji, interesting. It looks like five teams are fighting for the top four. That's probably going to provide as much intrigue as the battle for the bottom part of the top eight.
Yeah, it will. And you know, obviously the Panthers and Storm at the moment look like they're light years ahead of everyone else. But from there down, it's anyone's game to make the top eight for sure. But you look at the way a couple of those teams in the top eight at the moment started, like the Sea Eagles and the Cowboys, their first four games, everyone was thinking they were going to be in the bottom half of the competition, and all of a sudden they're in the top eight. So, you know, we're just over the halfway mark of the competition for those teams all the way down to 14. And, you know, if the Broncos can string a few together, they're still not mathematically out of it, but, you know, realistically, you're right, 14 teams in my opinion.
Yeah. I think this time last year, whoever was in the eight finished in the eight and was not even close towards the end. So at least we're going to have a battle to see who gets into those last two or three positions. Parramatta fans, Dell, you can hopefully relax after getting this news on Reed Marnie. Hopefully it's good. He's with you, Brent Reed.
Well, Reed, you better give us an update. How's the shoulder?
Yeah, it doesn't feel too bad. You know, have a check during the week, but... Yeah, just popped out a bit, so But yeah, it's back in now, and yeah, it doesn't feel too bad. So I'll have a test during the week and see how we go from there.
It's a scary moment.
Yeah, it was the first time it ever happened to me. So that's part of the game, things happen like that. So that's what happens when you throw your long arms out. So but we'll have a look and see how we go.
Cool, mate. Hopefully, good news, hopefully.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Reedy. Well done. So seems to be encouraging. I mean, he was sort of with family and friends at the sideline. He seemed to be in good spirits. So
selfie, so it's good. That's a good sign for the Parramatta Eels.
I mean, it'll come down to a scan, obviously, but they can't win the comp, can they, if he's not there?
No, definitely not. I just think he's just too important to them, because otherwise you go with someone like Will Smith in there, and Will Smith's a good young player, but his best position is being utility.
All right, here is Reedy. He's got Dylan Brown.
Dylan, couple of tough weeks, but that's a nice way to bounce back.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty pleased with that performance. The boys really dug deep there, and we started to get a bit silly at the end, but, you know, we'll work on a few things coming into next week.
How important was it after the team's played, well, you had a couple of tough weeks, as I said, as a team. How important was it? You came out today, made a fast start, took the crowd out of it, old boys day, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, no, we knew the Newcastle boys were going to turn up. The crowd was unreal, not going to lie. It was pretty tough playing out there with that loud crowd, but, no, yeah, pretty happy with it all.
And what about yourself? First game in a while. Yeah. How do you feel?
Yeah, not going to lie, the first half was a bit tough. The lungs were going. But, yeah, it was pretty hard being on the sideline. It was pretty disappointing in myself and let the team down, so I'm just happy we could get that win this week, and hopefully we can get some more coming on in a few weeks.
We saw Reed go off at the end. Yeah. You worried?
Yeah, a little bit. Reed's a pretty tough kid, so for him to go off must be something wrong. So we'll see. Hopefully he's good for next week.
Thanks, Dylan.
Cheers, bro.
Man, he was very good, wasn't he, Dylan Brown?
He was very good today.
All right, we're going to go.
Yep.
Hopefully we'll see you next Sunday.
Yeah, mate.
But if not, good luck to you.
Thanks,
and the missus.
Yes.
And Wendell,
I'll see you Wednesday.
Yeah. Let's
Queenslander.
I think we're going to prepare our pre-game meal.
Yes.
Maccas.
Yep.
Maybe some dumplings.
Sounds good to me.
Right, we got to really. This is Origin.
Yes.
We got to get this.
Yes.
Got to get this right.
Oh, I'm in.
Okay. All right. Now it's off the Maccas.
Yes.
For a double quarter pounder. Well done to the Parramatta Reels, and we'll be back on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock right across the nation for State of Origin number 1. Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M NRL game highlights.
Marty goes to short side, out it goes to Madison, and he just barges over some flimsy Newcastle defence. Oh, all ominous sides there. And Parramatta with their first chance of put points on the board. Moses has had something in mind here. And he's just going to poke up a kick here. Gutherson trying to pour through. So is Dylan Brown. It's batted back for Madison. Trouble.
Oh,
flick
play.
Pass. Dunster. Try. It's a little lucky, but it's a Parramatta four-pointer. The lead blows out to 8-0. Dylan Brown now to Moses. Moses to Gutherson. Cut out ball to Blake. Blake then had Sivo in front of him, so he couldn't pass to him. So he just pops it back to Gutherson. Gives it to Sivo. Sivo is over. That is a magnificent Parramatta try. Last tackle. Short side play to the left. Gutherson, a wonderful cut out to Sivo. And Micah Sivo has bored his way to the line. Dylan Brown. Throws to Moses. Cut out ball, Blake. Here we go. Blake to Sivo. Sivo. Throws a magic pass to Gutherson.
Well.
Oh, they're having a party. Parramatta. One of the posts here. 15 out. Goes left. Oh, what a pass. Yeah. Bryce Cartwright has been given the most delightful around the quarter offload. Short Lane.
There's a nice little line from Lane running an out ball. His offload's hit, the Newcastle player in the hip.
So, last tackle. Watson peels off. Marnie gets it on. Opacek crashes over. You can see that coming. Opacek fights and eventually gets it down. Musgrove almost got him again, but this time Opacek is in. And Parramatta, 50 is very much on the radar. Okay, for 10.
I think he's gone. They're cracking down on this. After playmakers pass the ball, you can't hit him when they're not looking in the ribs. It was late.
On report in the okay, bench. Fair enough. Jesse Sue is gone for 10 minutes. Left side play comes to Cartwright, pokes in a grubber. Wanga Blake gets there first. Well, just more desperate. The Knights allowing Wanga Blake to come through, take it and score. Play to Watson. Goes to the right now to Clifford. Clifford out here. to Johns. Johns across. Here's a beautiful pass of man. Out to Tuala and then a spectacular put down. And the Knights do get on the ball. And Ari Tuala breaks the duck. Full time. Parramatta 40. Newcastle 4.
McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.